In the book of Luke, chapter 16, is a very familiar setting of scriptures to each of you. You very well know the story, but let me highlight it here just a little bit. Verse 19, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, fared sumptuously every day. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at the gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked the sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom, and cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thou good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. Besides all of this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they that would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us, that they would come from thence. He said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come to this place of torment. And Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophet, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. I'm sure tonight that each of you here are acquainted with the doctrine of hell. I'm sure that there is some here that might feel that there is a possibility of a myth about hell, but you can rest assured one thing. If there's any truth to the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, the greatest truth you'll find is about hell from his lips. He said more about hell than he did heaven. He alone made the doctrine of hell very substantial and solid for the minister of the gospel to preach and warn people. Amen. Jesus had the strongest terms when he talked about hell. He used the strongest terms that a man could talk and use. When he talked about hell, he talked about plucking out your eye. When he talked about hell, he talked about cutting off your hand. When he talked about hell, he talked about cutting off your foot. You see, Jesus knew there was a hell. He knew exactly all the things of hell. And there's one scripture in the Bible will make plain that when a person gets saved and they escape the damnation of hell, it is when there is more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repenteth than 99 just person that need no repentance. Amen. The Bible said in Psalms 139, verse 8, if I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. The next phrase of that is said, if I make my bed in hell. I'd like to preach to you tonight for a while, if the Lord would help me, on making your bed in hell. He said, if I make my bed in hell, there's that awful possibility and probability tonight in this congregation, there's people that'll make their bed in hell. Amen. One thing that I have found in life, the way of a transgressor is hard. And God will put roadblocks in your pathway on the road to hell. And you'll know that there has been an effort on God's part to keep you from going there. Because God understands the length and duration of hell that's eternal. Amen. You see, when we talk about bed, we're talking about the lifestyle. In the scripture, in Deuteronomy, it talks about a king. And it describes the pomp of his bed and how his bed is made. It talks about the bedstead, and it describes the length thereof. And now we have our twins. We have our regulars, and we have the queen and the king-sized bed. Amen. You see, they tell us that we spend one-third of our lifetime in bed. Bed is what we describe for our comfort and what brings us a restful rest and peace to our lives and strength back to our bodies. Amen. We found out that Delilah made a bed for Samson. We find out in the 7th chapter of the book of Proverbs, the harlot, the strange woman, makes a bed. Amen. And she perfumes the bed for the simple man and the simple boy that walks through the street. She makes a bed. Amen. But her bed is a ways to hell. Amen. Going down, brother, to the chambers thereof. Amen. Yes, there is a possibility tonight that you make your bed in hell. Amen. I read about a man in Utah. They taken him to a hospital, and he was refused at the hospital. They take him to another hospital, and he was refused there. They take him to the city jail, and the jail wouldn't have him. Amen. He was too filthy for any place. And they laid him on the lawn and drove away and left him there. Amen. You see, the devil, brother, is a horrible creature. What kind of place would you build, amen, to put the devil in? Amen. What kind of place would you, if you had the power, to construct to put the devil in? The Bible said that God, amen, created, made hell for the devil and his angels. If you go there, it'll be because you choose to go there. You make your bed there. Amen. Yes, sir, you make your bed there. Amen. An unpleasant doctrine is better than unpleasant error for you to feel like that you can get by in this life. Amen. And miss an eternal woe of hell, brother. It's an awful thing to die lost. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. When we begin to talk about hell and understand the depths of hell, amen, if it ever dawns upon you that one day the possibility of you, amen, being in hell. I had a sort of strange experience this evening. The Lord impressed on me to pray one more time. And when I got down to pray, I could see preachers' faces. Amen. I wondered in my mind, could it be possible that preachers that have known the gospel, amen, will make their bed in hell? Amen. A.C. Keyes, district attorney in Los Angeles. Amen. They, after a while, they got him upon charges of obstructing justice. And they sent him to San Quentin. They said when they took A.C. Keyes, the prosecuting attorney, former prosecuting attorney, and put him in San Quentin, they said that he had convicted and prosecuted 2,000 prisoners that was in San Quentin. Amen. As A.C. Keyes came into the prison, they said, you never heard such hissing. Amen. Such devilish sound that came from the throats of those prisoners there. A.C. Keyes had made his bed in San Quentin. My God. It's God. What an awful thing it is to think about. Amen. Expecting comforts of life. I read recently about a man that went to Niagara Falls, and he had his little girl in his hand, and he came there and he stood over that great body of water and rocks and the noise thereof. His little daughter sort of pulled back, and so he wanted to frighten her a little bit. He picked her up by the hand and swung her out across that falls. Amen. They said in a moment of terror, she stiffened out. And she stiffened out, and he lost grip of her and threw her down in that chasm. Amen. Oh, God. Oh, God, if you lose a grip on this, mother, amen, the possibility, amen, of losing your child to hell. Mother,
Let me talk to you for a few moments. It might have been a many a time that you pleasantly made that bed for that boy or that girl. Amen. You washed those sheets. You made those pillows and fluffed them up. Amen. You laid that bed fine. Amen. That boy came in that night and you'd pulled back the covers and he slipped in that bed. I wonder how many mothers have made the bed for their children in hell. Think about it just for a minute. I wonder how many fathers have made the bed for their children in hell. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Amen. The Bible said hell is naked before him and destruction had no cover. The Bible said hell and destruction are never full. Amen. It's making room for you tonight. Amen. Yes, sir. There's room in hell for you. Amen. There's no such thing as no vacancy. There's a place for you. Hell is enlarging itself. Amen. Without measure. And it moves to meet thee at thy coming. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Would you pray for me, church? Amen. Every man has his own place here and hereafter. Every man makes his own place here and hereafter. Every man finds his own place here and hereafter. And every man feels that's his place here and hereafter. When you get there, you'll know that it belongs to you. You'll know that you made your bed there. You'll know that your stubborn and your your agnostic views of God made your bed there. Amen. Yes, sir. Oh, Lord, I remember going to grandmother's house as a boy, getting one of those feather ticks, boys, crawling down on that feather tick, Mike. Amen. Yes, sir, it seemed like it just rolled around you. Amen. Let's see what kind of bed you got when you make it in hell. Amen. Yes, sir, the Bible said even Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around about them, giving themselves over to fornication, going after strange flesh, are set forth an example, suffering the vengeance of an eternal fire. That's where you're making your bed, right down in a place of eternal fire. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 22, I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment, but whosoever shall say unto his brother Raca shall be in danger of the council, but whosoever say thou fool shall be in danger of hell fire. Amen. Yes, sir, the Bible said now, if your hand offend you, cut it off. If your eye offend you, pluck it out. If your foot offend you, cut it off. It's better to enter into life, amen, having one eye, amen, one hand and maimed, than having two eyes, two hands, and two feet be cast into the fire where the worm doth not. Amen. And the fire is not quenched, brother. Amen. You see, fire produces the greatest pain that man knows. There's nothing inflicts pain like fire. Amen. Preachers, you've been to the hospitals. You've been to the burn wards. You've heard them scream. Amen. As they scrape the skin that burns. Amen. And put them to that solution. Amen. They say, let me die. Leave me alone. You see, it's fire. Amen. My God, to make a bed in a place of fire is God. That's what you do when you reject the gospel. Oh, if I make my bed in hell. Amen. Hell, the prison place of despair. No flowers will bloom on the banks of hell. No comfort of home music or song. Amen. No friends or joy will be found among that throne. No children to brighten that land. Amen. No love, no peace. Amen. Not one ray of light. Amen. No blood-washed saints. Bright faces there. Amen. No loving smile. Not one caressing. Never one time somebody reach out and caress you. Amen. With a smile. Not one time. Amen. In all eternity, you've made your bed. No mercy, no pity, no pardon, no grace. Amen. No water, no gates. Oh, my God, hell, what a place. And that's where you'll make your life in. That's where it'll be for all eternity. Amen. Making your bed in hell. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Glory. If I make my bed in hell, are you making your bed in hell tonight? The sorrows of death compass me. The pains of hell get hold upon me. You see, amen, when Jesus describing his suffering, he described no suffering like the pains of hell. Amen. He said, I found trouble and sorrow. Psalms 55 and verse 15. Let death seize upon them and let them go down quickly into hell. For wickedness is their dwelling. And among them, amen, you see, you make your bed in hell, in wickedness, amen, and around them, that's what is all around you, wickedness, sin, ungodliness, all around you. Amen, the Bible said, if I, amen, make my bed in hell, yes, sir, the Bible said, all nations to forget God shall be turned into hell. Amen. I want to tell you something. We got something built up here in our head. Amen. To cast out bad thoughts. One of them is, church, has hardly any of us ever had anybody went to hell. Soul thinking in the mind. Hardly any of our people will ever go to hell. So thinking in our mind. But I had a young man in church. Brother Mike, Brother Roger. Amen. Brother Randy Nolson. Amen. His father died lost. He couldn't take it. He started making excuses. Amen. Until he got to accusing God. Amen. And the next thing he knew, he is lost. He's terribly lost tonight. Amen. Yes, sir, I want to tell you something. We had a precious woman in our church. Her husband, one time saved. Amen. That last night of his life, got up from a bar, got up from a stool, got up from a glass, got in a car and drove up the road. Amen. Hit head on an abutment and died. They brought the news to her. She screamed, my God, gone to hell, gone to hell. Amen. The family run in and grabbed her. Amen. And throwed pills down her mouth so she couldn't say anything. Amen. They couldn't stand it. It was their brother. Amen. It was their daddy. Amen. We don't want to think about it, Brother Joe. Amen. We don't want to preach about it. Hallelujah. I've wrestled with this since Sunday night. Felt like the Lord spoke to me to preach it. I wrestled all day long yesterday. Amen. Fought all night last night while I was preaching. Amen. While I was down to praying to the altar, God said, preacher, tomorrow night. Randy, you didn't know what you said to me today when you said what you did. Oh, I don't know who you are. I don't understand your life. I don't know all about you. But I want to tell you something. You keep on like you're doing. You're making a good bed for hell. My God, you're making it. Amen, you're making it sure. It'll belong to you. Nobody else will feel that place. It's your bed. Amen, you made your bed. And you'll lay in it. Amen, you'll lay in it. It's a bed of fire. It's an everlasting bed. Church, lift your hands and ask God to move in this service. Mr. F. M. F. Rich cried, an agnostic, declared infidel, rather. He said, I would rather lie on a stove and boil for 1,000,000 years. Than to go into eternity with the eternal horrors that hang over my soul. He said, put me on a stove and boil me for 1,000,000 years. Amen. He said, I have given my immortality for gold, and it waits my soul to hell. Amen. One man said, amen, on his deathbed, oh, that I thought I could lay on the coals of fire for 1,000 years and then be a reprieve. But I know I cannot. It's utter foolish to even think of. Amen. He made his bed in hell. He knew where it was at. There's a telling him where his bed was at. Go to it. Then there, that's your bed. You go there.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes, sir. If I make my bed in hell, amen. I won't tell you too much about this, but I can give you conclusive evidence. Amen. A personal relative, when he came down to die, one time been saved, fool around. Amen. Got cold on God. Amen. Before they started giving the shots, amen, knocking them out on his deathbed, when his dying brother Lee started barking like a dog. Amen. They started, amen, baaing like a sheep. Ba, 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 ba. Amen. They said he started like a mule. Amen. He saw his bed. He understood where his bed was. He looked like a place for the beast. Amen. He is made like a beast to be destroyed. Hell and destruction are never full. He saw the bed. He understood where he is gone. God tonight is trying to let you see where the bed that you're making and where you go. Amen. My God. Amen. Yes, sir. Where you making your bed, it's a place of eternal separation. Amen. You'll see. Amen. Them come from the east and the west, the north and the south.
Yeah.
Sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom. Amen. Ye yourself, amen, and be cast out. There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. My God. I have five brothers. Amen. But if all five of them goes to hell, amen, they don't want me there. Amen. Somebody said, I go to hell. Have a lot of friends. You want to have the first kind word. Amen. Of all eternity. Amen. You're unwanted. Go back and read. Amen. The book of Isaiah concerning Lucifer. Amen. Where it stirs up the chief there among the nation. And they taunt him. Amen. Yes, sir. When you get there, they'll jeer at you. You fool. You fool. You rejected Jesus Christ. You fool. Amen. My God. Amen. Not one friendly face will ever be. Amen. I made my bed here. I'll have to be here. My God, what a place. Amen. The Bible said, amen, that place, amen, was preserved, amen, with blackness of darkness forever. Amen. The Bible said, amen, in Matthew chapter 8, and the children of this kingdom shall be cast into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Amen. The Bible said again in Matthew, and the king of the servants said, bind him hand and foot and cast him into outer darkness. There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Amen. You say you're afraid of darkness? Start practicing. Start practicing. Start practicing. Amen. Tonight when you go home, don't cut on any lights. Pull down the shades. Amen. Stop off all the lights. Amen. Shut your eyes. Walk through the house. Amen. You're making your bed for a place like that. Amen. I read today one man describing what hell was. Amen. He talked as he had an experience that he went to hell. And he saw a glimmer of light away off. And he started running for that light. Amen. He ran into all, he described the types, then demons, lost people that he ran into on his way trying to get to that light. The farther and the faster he run, the smaller the light got. Oh, God. Brother Lee. Amen. Amen. We're the wisest people that ever lived. That'll believe, brother, that Jesus Christ come to save us from hell. Oh, God. My God. Amen. I read a story about a family that had a parrot. They call him Old Polly. In the morning they get up. They take off the cover. They say, good morning, Polly. Polly say, good morning. At night they go over. They put the cover on. They'd say, good night, Polly. Polly'd say, good night.
Amen. One morning, they went in. They pulled out the cover and said, "Good morning, Polly." Polly said, "Good night." They said, "No, Polly, good morning." Polly said, "Good night." They said, "Good morning, Polly." Polly said, "Good night." He walked over the cage and he looked at Polly. The cat had gotten the cage the night before and scratched his eyes out. Amen. It was good night for Polly. Amen. Hell is good night forever. Good night, good night, good night. Good night for the blackness of the darkness of night that can be felt. Amen. It's got chains about it. It holds you. Darkness. Amen. I've had a little experience with the fearfulness of darkness. Amen. One of those, when I was a park trooper, to become a master jumper. Amen. You had to jump in the night. And so they choose and chose for me the other blackness of the morning. They knew the time there'd be the blackness, the darkest. Amen. And so they shooted me up and took me up the plane early in the morning. Amen. We were flying along. Amen. They said, "Read the map. Judge your distance. Get to the place in the door. Stand there. Be ready to jump." Amen. I looked on the wall. The side door of the plane is red. I looked at it. I tried my best to read the map. Amen. It was all confusion. Too dark to even identify anything on the ground. Oh, too dark. I couldn't identify anything. So, amen, I'll have to rely on the light. And after a while, the light turns green. I jump as high and as far away from my plane as I can. I hear the motor of the plane die out. Amen, the separation has come. Amen, there it is. The hiss. The hiss. The hiss. And the silence, that the darkness. Amen. In a few moments, I felt a swish, and I felt my chute open. I looked to see if I could see the canopy. I couldn't see the canopy. I didn't know where my chute was tangled. Amen. Where Adam May West, or whether the thing was twisted or not. It wasn't in its possible way, me knowing it's pitch black. Amen. To make sure that my mind was working, I held my hand before like that, and I couldn't see my hand. My God, I want to tell you, brother, you ain't no brave one then. Amen. You don't know where you're at. Don't know what you're coming in on, tree, water, or what. Amen. When you go to hell, you're grappling in blackness of darkness. Amen. But you'll drop in your bed. You'll drop in that bed of weakness. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Where are you going? Where are you going to make your bed? Amen. Daniel said, "Many of them that sleep, amen, in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting shame, everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt." Amen. What is that? I don't know, brother. I can't understand what the resurrection of shame is. I've had no one to tell me and describe to me what it is for a lost man. Amen. That dieth in his weakness, rise in his weakness. The Bible said, "He that's unjust, let him be unjust still." Amen. Ecclesiastes says, "As a tree fall, so shall it lie." Oh, God. I don't understand the resurrection of damnation. Amen. I don't understand it. I know it's in the book. Amen. I can't understand a man dying. Amen. Burn with fire and resurrected in fire. Dying in cancer, resurrected in cancer. Amen. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Oh, God.
My God. My God. You see what hell is? It's eternity's madhouse. It's the insane asylum of the ages. Amen. Would you meet Judas? He still have a rope around his neck trying to untie it. My God. Amen. You hear Pilate. Amen. You're going there. Outside the blood of Jesus Christ, you're going there. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Amen. Amen. I preached this message one time before. The Lord took a whole year dealing with me, a whole year, before he let me preach at Mike Roberts. Day in and day out, God would deal with me about people making their bed in hell. Amen. I'd get down to pray, and it'd come before me. God say, not now. Not now. I went to Broxton, Georgia, 2 years or 3 years ago. Amen. And God laid it on my heart. Amen. We preached as best we knew how. The altars filled up. The aisles filled up. Amen. Half of the building filled up with sinners seeking God. Amen. I've never got a touch of it till a Sunday night again. Amen. God said, preach it again in this meeting. Praise God. Brother Randy Webb, come in. Where's that today? He said, preacher, I heard about you preaching the message. Make him a bed in hell. He said, would you make a preach that tonight? He didn't know that. Amen. A few nights I pushed and run hard. But I'm not about to push and run hard on you now, boys. Amen. You can back me if you want to. It'll make it a little easier. Amen. But I'm doing this because heaven's told me. Amen. God spoke to me. Amen. Yes, sir. But the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderer, the whoremonger, the man, the saucer, the idolater, and all ours shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is a second death. For without our dogs, amen, and sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, and whosoever loveth and make a lie. Amen. The Bible said in Jude, and God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them to chains of darkness, reserved unto judgment. My God. Amen. You see, hell is a garbage disposal of the universe. It's not only the mental ward. Amen. But it's a garbage place. Amen. We get Gehenna, where they cast their garbage outside the dung gate, and where they set it on fire, where they throwed out their dead carcasses. Amen. The worms crawl out of them, and the fire burned them. They hissed and crawled. Amen. And stunk and, amen, singed in the fire as it burned. Amen. The refuge of the city. Amen. God said hell was a place, amen, of refuge of the universe where, amen, they burned forever.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Robert Shuler, in his book, Hell's No Joke, one time pastored in Pocahontas, Virginia. You that know anything about the history of Pocahontas, you know about the towns close by, the red light district. You understand what an ill-famed place that was. Amen. His where they fought
where they met, they drunk? Is there where they died in their own blood? Is there where, amen, where they come from counties and states all around? Prostitute was legal. Amen, every house on Cinder Row, amen, was a house of ill fame. Robert Schuller said one night he is a-walking down the street with one of his deacons. As he is a-walking down the street, they met the horrible men. They met the people, amen, that did those evil things. He turned to him. He said, it's an awful thing for your granddaughter to live among this class of people, isn't it? He said that deacon turned around with his fist. He clenched his fist. Robert Schuller said he looked me in the face. He gritted his teeth. He said, what do you mean? What do you mean, my granddaughter, being among us? He said, is she saved? He said, no. He said, she'll live among them. She'll live among them. She'll live among them. Amen. She'll live among them. My God. My God. Amen. We talk about the skid rows. Amen. They tell us tonight we got millions that have no place to make their bed tonight in our cities. I've had boys that had brothers who were millionaires. Jim Mullins was one of them. A man could not even afford a bed. A man slept in old cars down by the rivers. A man any place he could get. A man, but oh, what is hell like? What will be your bed like in hell? My God, my God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I feel like the woman did. Amen. The man rather. Amen. He looked out. They lived on the ocean. There's a great ship went down. Hit the rocks and the storm drove it. Amen. The men made it to shore with the help of the men of the village. And they come in. They said, have you got them all? And they said, no, there's one other. But we don't have enough strength to go get him. Amen. One young man stepped forward. Amen. John stepped forward. He said, I'll go. His mother stepped forward and said, John, you can't go. Your dad went to sea and he's never returned. And your brother William, he's gone and he's never come back. John, don't go. John said, Mother, I must go. They said, John got in a boat and started. Amen. The darkness and the mist, amen, took him from their view. After a while, they heard the sound of him. Amen, as he sounded out for a man for them to give instruction back to shore. Amen, they cried out and said, did you get him? He said, yes, I got him. Amen. And tell mother is William. Amen. Tonight I don't know who it is, but it might be your brother. It might be your sister. Amen. I don't know what hell will be like, but it'd be an awful thing if you die and go to hell. In that lost region of hell, you'd be looking for a kind face. Amen. Into the blackness of darkness. Amen. You'd run into somebody who's familiar. It could be your mother. Amen. But you would not desire to have any fellowship with her. Amen. But there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. My God, the story has never been preached. It's never been told about hell and what a horrible place. The Bible said they go to the pit cannot hope for. Amen. The Bible said, amen, God shutteth up and there can be no opening. Job said, God shutteth and there can be no opening. Amen. When God says it's shut, it's shut. Amen. You see, hell is a place where you cannot have a ray of hope. It's gone for time and eternity. No hope in hell. No hope. No hope whatsoever. You're making your bed in hell. Amen. Make it good. Get everything you can. Amen. Make it as good as you can. Yes, sir. It's your bed. Amen. You'll have to lay on her. Amen. Yes, sir. You're going there. Without Christ, you'll die and you'll go there. Amen. If I make my bed in hell, I remember, as a young man, tell this to no glory, but to my shame. I remember I got with the wrong crowd. It's dead winter time. I started home, Brother Lindsay Savage. I got to a place of business. They closed up. As that business closed up, I walked outside. I was a-reeling and I couldn't make it. I laid down, Mike Roberts, on a cold ground. I laid down. I heard a voice say, get up. Get up. Get up. I'd have made my hell, my bed in hell that night, Mike Roberts. I'd have froze to death that night. Amen. 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 Once in service, we was heading into Anchorage, Alaska. They brought us in, was trying to land us. Amen. I looked out and all I could see was water. In the cold blizzard of winter, they stood us up to jump us out in it. And I said, oh God, I'll go to hell tonight. I'll go to hell tonight. Oh God, I'll go to hell tonight. Hey man, the intercom come on and said, sit down and buckle up your seatbelts. We think we can get you in. And they took us in. Hey man, many times in my life, I was close to that bed in hell. Hey man, it's your bed. Come on. Get in it. Getting under it. Come on, getting under here. It's your bed. Crawl in it. There it is. Amen. It's your bed. It belongs to you. Come on, get in there. That's your bed. Yes, it belongs to you. Amen. Come on, it's your bed. Amen. Yes, sir. Mother, come on, you roll the bed down before him. Before. Come on, roll it down again tonight for him. Amen. Roll it down again. Cover him up. Roll him in it. Cover him up real good. Amen. It's for time and eternity. Amen. Roll him up in it. Come on, here's your bed. Amen. Lay down here in it. My God. Young man, when you go to sin, that's literally what you're doing. You're making your bed in hell. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Making your bed in hell. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, sir. Doris, Mike Roberts over here is my son-in-law. Amen. One of the best preachers we got in our country. Amen. One of the best, as good as we got. Amen. Yes, sir. He's got 3 grandsons. Mike, when they come over to the house. Amen. Doris goes in. She rolls the bed back for Aaron and Ben, and they sleep together in one bedroom. Jonathan's built just like Mike. Amen. Amen. He's as cute as a button could be. Amen. And it comes time to go to his bed. He said, Mama, I'm going to sleep in here, but if you'll come and lay the first few minutes with me, it'll be all right. Amen. Oh, God, mamas, daddies, amen. If we're not careful, we'll make the bed for our children. Oh, God. Oh, God. Amen. Amen. I've watched too many a man in church give his boy just about anything. Buy him a fast car. Give him all the money he wants. I watched him make his bed for him. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Mama, I felt like saying this to you today. There's somebody in this congregation, listen to me. Amen. You spruced up that young girl. Amen. You allowed her to dress in such a way that you know would attract attention. You hear me? Amen. You're making her bed in hell. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Amen, brother. Brother, I know this is not just a pleasant shouting message. Amen. But I understand you know what this is all about. Amen. You see me like I like to just make a bed there. Make it all pretty. Amen. Fragrance with the fragrance of life. Amen. Put the big fluffy pillars on it like the devil makes for ye. Amen. Tell you to come on, jump in it. It's your bed. Amen. When you get in it, the fire breaks out. The demons howl. The blackness rolls in. Oh, God, my Lord, and you feel the woe. Amen. Of hell circling you. Amen. You understand the taste now, smoke and fire. Amen. You understand now what utter hopeless is. You see yourself there. My God, oh, Lord, and you cry. Is our hope. Amen. If I could lay on the coals of fire for a million years, but no hope. It's your bed. Pray, church. Please pray for me. My God. Oh, Lord. What an awful thing. What an awful thing it is tonight. Amen. To leave this building. Lost, lost, lost. Amen. Leave from here lost. Amen. My Lord. My God. My God. Help us. My God. I look to you for strength. I look to you for conviction power. Work on that heart now right now, Lord. Move on that soul. Lift your hand, church, and pray. Amen. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. I heard Brother Benny Sutherland tell in the camp meeting he preached about a man walked in the pulpit and was preaching. There's a woman ran for the door, and he screamed out and cried, "My God, catch her. If she goes out that door, she'll go to hell." They said they run and grabbed her. Oh, Lord. Amen. I didn't near preach what I felt, but I have rolled since Sunday night. Amen. Amen. Oh, God. You're making your bed tonight. Amen. I'll tell you what. Amen. Hallelujah. If the Lord sees fit any way he wants to fix it tonight, it's all right with me. But if I can help you to escape the damnation of hell. Amen. If I could some way stir your conscience, if I could some way wake fear in you, if I could some way let you see that it's your doing. Amen. That it's your place that pretty soon you'll feel. Oh, God. If there's a new face in hell tonight, will it be yours? Amen. If hell wakes up the, amen, its chief ones tonight and stirs them up, will it be stirring them up for you? If the covers are rolled back from hell tonight and says, come on, plunge in, will it be you? Amen. I don't mind preaching.
Oh, God.
Amen. The only thing that puts fear in me is that God give me a charge to preach something like this, and I couldn't reach you. Amen. And you die lost. Oh, God. But I'm a begging tonight. I'm a pleading with you for everything. Amen. All the sense that we can muster, all the feeling that we can get for you to hit this all or die. You're making your bed.
Yeah.
One of the first things they train you to do when you go in service, boys, come in. I'm going to teach you, show you how to make your bed. And they show you how to fold your sheet, show you how to make your bedroll. Amen.
Amen. You're making your bed. You're making your bed. Amen. Amen. You're making your bed tonight. Hallelujah. Would you bow your head? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hell, what an awful place. Hell, naked place. Hell, shame place. Hell, terrible place. Hell, your abode. Hell, hell, hell. Amen. Mike Roberts is sitting over there. He came to church and he looked in the windows and he watched and he heard him preach about hell. He said him and another old boy drove back up to Claypool Hill. They laughed and talked about it, about them talking about hell. Mike looked over at him and said, what if it's real? What if it's you tonight? What if it's you? Oh, God. Oh, God. Brethren, brethren, let me tell you something. Let me plead with you. Amen. Would you pray hard for this altar service? Would you pray? You, brethren, that know how to groan in the Spirit, groan. Amen. You, brethren, that know how to get a hold of God, get a hold of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Friend, it's you tonight, and you know it. It's your decision, and you know it. You know exactly it's your decision. You know exactly it's yours. Amen. It'll be yours for time and eternity. You're making your bed. Roll back the cover. Roll it back. Roll it back. Perfume it good. But it's hell if I make my bed in hell. Oh, God. Amen. Why ever heads bowed in the churches are praying before God for revival. Why you're praying for the souls that's here, it's lost. Amen. It seems to me, amen, there's someone here tonight claims to be saved and you're not. Amen. And you know in your heart you haven't got it fixed with God. Amen. God's a dealing with you and wants you in this altar tonight. Amen. He wants you here tonight. Amen. Some of you have started to praying and you've never got through to God. You've never made it completely through. I want to see you hit this altar. I want to see you come. Will you not come, Mother? Mother! Mother! Don't roll back the cover for your child for hell. Dad, do your best tonight to set up a roadblock. Amen for hell. Amen. Sinner friend, right now, would you leave your seat and come? Amen. Would you come right now? Come, come, come. Come right now. Come right now. Come right now. Come right now. Please come. Come, sinner friend, come. Come right now. Amen. Could I see the hand of one sinner in this congregation say, preacher, God's dealing with me tonight. Would there be one hand lift up? One hand. One hand. There's two young men on the front seat, two young boys. Amen. But is there one in this congregation will slip up their hand and say, it's me, preacher. God's dealing with me. Where are you at? Where are you at? Where are you at? Could I see that hand? Would you slip it up right quick? Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Amen. Stand to your feet all over this congregation. Stand to your feet. If I make my bed in hell. If I make my bed in hell. Amen. One more time, let's pray together before we enter into this altar. Our Father, we've come as best as we know how. Great God. Great God. My God. My God. Move, Lord. Break that stone. Break that stubbornness. Break that darkness of this meeting, Lord. Break it, Lord. Please break it. Please break it, Lord. Please break it. Please break it, Lord. Please break it, Lord. Break it down. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're asking right now, Lord, that you'd remove that stubbornness of will now. You'd set them free to seek you. Come now, sinner friend, come. Come, come, come. Won't you come, won't you come? Come, sinner, come. Come right now. Come right now. Come right now. Mother, if you got a child here, amen, I plead with you to deal with them tonight. If there's somebody standing close by, I beg for you to deal with them, please. There's somebody here. Amen. Amen. I'm willing to be spent. Amen. I'm willing to be spent. Amen. Will you? Will you tonight? Amen. If I make my bed in hell,
although you've gone astray, oh, how you need him.
Come on.
Come
on. Come on.
On that.
Somebody needs to move in this congregation. Somebody is failing the Lord right now. Somebody is failing God right now to move. Somebody is failing God to move like they should. Give silence, please.
Will you stand by? The Lord shall give you the signal. The Lord has called you to be watchmen. This is an alert tonight. Yea, the Lord has spoken, and his command has been given. Yea, are you ready? Are you ready? Yea, I say, are you ready? The Lord doth command thee. Yea, you're in his service, and ye shall hear clearly the command.
Lift your hands. Let's worship God.
Turn him away.
Listen, brethren. I'm not just pushing for an altar service for the pleasure of pushing for an altar service, but I fear. It'd be easy to sit down now and say, come on. But I fear. I fear. I fear. I fear for you. Destruction is in your way. The door of hell is open for you. And soon you'll be there. Soon you'll be there. Soon you'll be there. Amen. You need to leave your seat right now and come on down to this altar. You need to come quickly. 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 Come. We're waiting. We're waiting. We're waiting. We're waiting. We're waiting. Come. Come. Amen. Come right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come right now. Somebody needs to do something. Somebody needs to move. Others is here tonight. I've struggled for your soul tonight. I've struggled for your soul. You're here. You're still sitting. There's some still sitting. Amen.
you're here. Church, church, please, please, church, let's give place to God to move tonight in this congregation. We've come this far. We've labored this far. Let's give God a place to work. Let's give God a place. Come on. Come on, church, let's respond. There's people that's sitting close by you, standing close by you. That's lost.
He has come back.
There's people that's close by you, that's lost.
Again, although you
there's people that's lost. Will you help them? Will you put forth an effort to help them? There's others. There's others. There's others. There's others. There's others. Please help them. Please help them. Don't sit down on me, please. I'm begging of you. Hey, amen. Don't be worried with me. Please don't be worried. I know I'm taking a trial, but don't be worried with me. Hey, amen. There's something at stake tonight. Hey, amen. There's something that needs to be done that's not been accomplished yet. Hey, amen. There's someone that's weighing in the balances now. There's someone that's trying to make a decision that needs help. Hey, amen. Would you come? Would you do something? Amen. Look around. Look around. Amen. Saint of God, would you come and make this altar service? Amen. What God would be pleased with. Amen. Would you come? Amen. Come here.
Oh God.
Come on, let's pray. Everybody, let's come and pray. Come on, if you're saved tonight, let's come and pray. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Let's make it 100% tonight. Oh, if you can't come, kneel. Oh, let's seek God.
Don't turn him away. Yeah.